McGraw-Hill Professional presents Discover Your CEO Brand, Secrets to Embracing and Maximizing Your Unique Value as a Leader. Written by Suzanne Bates. Narrated by Donna Postel. Introduction. Character is like a tree and reputation like a shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln. What is a CEO brand, and why do you need one? If you are picking up this book, you are curious about discovering your own brand. Perhaps you're also just a little skeptical. After all, if you are a leader, you put your organization first. Your job is to lead. Having your own brand may seem, well, indulgent. You may not have placed personal brand building at the top of your list. In truth, a powerful leader brand is essential to your success and your company's future. By the time you've read this introduction, I think you'll see why it's so important to have a great brand. When you finish this book, you will have discovered your brand, and I believe you'll be excited about leveraging it to benefit your organization. Your brand is, in essence, your reputation. Reputation is the most important asset you have in business. Surely that reputation is the perception about who you are as a leader and a person. Your reputation isn't who you are, but rather what others believe about you. Your character is the tree. That tree has been shaped and continues to be shaped by its environment. Character-building moments have defined you as a leader and have made you strong. These moments, told through stories, are the essence of your leader brand. They form your unique character and personality. In this book, you're going to discover precisely how you came by that character, the values and beliefs that define you. 150 years ago, branding wasn't a word associated with leadership, but Abraham Lincoln's words form the fundamental principle of this book. As the tree grows, the shadow of your reputation grows. In this book, you're going to learn how to grow your reputation so that it has a positive impact on your career, your company, and the world around you. Your brand or reputation cannot be manufactured. A successful brand is built on what is real and authentic about you. Authenticity is critical. People know an authentic brand when they see one. It gives you enormous influence, and it also enhances your company's reputation. The first step to discovering your brand is to embrace the idea that you have a brand, that it has power, and that you can harness it for the good of the enterprise. Let's start with some examples of how leaders have discovered and built their leader brands. A brand legend in the making, Alan Mulally, Ford. When Alan Mulally took the helm at Ford Motor Company in 2006, he was not a likely choice. During a 37-year career at Boeing, he had been passed over twice for the CEO role. He had no experience in the automotive industry. Wall Street's reaction was tepid at best. William Ford Jr., grandson of Henry Ford, was one of the few who believed Mulally was the right guy. Ford persuaded him to take over in the midst of major restructuring. Inside Boeing, Mulally already had a brand, but it wasn't well known outside the industry. Still, he had a brand. He was nothing if not intense, competitive, and committed to results. He oversaw the building of the Boeing 777. So, Ford Motor Company was about to find out about his commitment to a performance culture. Ford's chief financial officer, Lewis Booth, a 31-year Ford veteran, would soon tell reporters, "Alan's style is pretty relentless." Mulally's character, the basis of his leadership brand, shaped the new culture of Ford. He became the driving force behind Ford's eventual remarkable turnaround. His character was defined by both discipline and exuberance. He put in 12-hour workdays that started at 5:15 a.m. His energy and focus quickly became legendary and influenced the entire organization, reshaping the company culture. As his brand influenced the corporate dynamic, Ford came roaring back.